Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Drive-by truckers have a new album called The New Okay.
Something's gonna happen when you pull that string. About to take the stitching off of everything.
Called The Unraveling, which also happens to be the name of the band's other 2020 release, an album they put out in January before all the lockdowns, the national uprising and election, and most everything else that will put 2020 in the history books. The majority of songs on both albums were recorded in one session back in 2018, but their songs of politics and despair turned out to be just as, if not more, resonant than they might have expected. Joining me now is Patterson Hood, founding member of Drive-By Truckers and the main songwriter behind most of the songs on the new album. It is an All of It listening party for The New Okay, plus we'll get to hear an exclusive performance of one of the tracks in just a little bit. Patterson, welcome.
Hey, great to talk to you.
So the bulk of both albums comes from these recording sessions you did back in Memphis a couple of years ago. And I read that you still have more songs left over for maybe even another album. How often does that happen?
You know, we were just, it had been a while since we had gotten to record at that point. And we had kind of built up a pretty good collection of songs, and we'd been touring all year. We'd just come off the road from a pretty big kind of a arena and outdoor shed tour that we did with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, and we went in and we had a week booked at the Sam Phillips Recording mm-hmm. Service, which is the studio that Sam Phillips built after he sold legendary Sun Studios. And so we went in for a week, and we ended up recording 18 songs that week, and had kind of a blast. It was really, really a pretty amazing week. And then we went straight back out on the road again.
I can imagine being in a Sam Phillips studio, that the walls just, that there's spirit in those kind of studios when you record in them.
I love studios. I grew up around studios. My dad's, a studio musician, so I've grown up around even some kind of legendary studios. But I don't know if I've ever been in a place that had vibe to that level as the Sam Phillips room did. I mean, that place is amazing, and it's very much a time capsule. It's very 1962, and you can feel aspects of maybe a little bit of renovation they did around 1972, maybe. So it was very, very steeped in all of that. And then the top floor is Sam's office that they left exactly like it was the last day he was in there. I mean, his suits are still hanging in the closet, and they keep the bar stocked with the things he liked to drink. And it was just an amazing experience being in there, and Mick Jagger came by while we were there, which was just kind of the most surreal thing ever when you're in the middle of recording a song and all of a sudden Mick Jagger kind of just walks in.
That's wild. Was he recording there or just
he was in Memphis scouting out locations for he co-owns the rights to Peter Guralnick's book about Sam Phillips. And so he was in town with, the director of the film he wants to make and the production designer and his bodyguards and Peter Guralnick. And they all had spent the afternoon, at Sun Studios with Jerry Lee Lewis, no less. And then they came across on the other side of Midtown to the newer studio. And that's where we were. And we knew that Peter Grownick was coming over, and I'd met him before and was excited to see him again, but didn't expect Mick Jagger to be with him.
Good stories. My guest is Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers. The new album is called The New OK. So let's listen to one of those Memphis session songs from the new album, Sea Island Lonely. In the liner notes, you say it was a total accident that the horns, which we're going to hear, made it into the song. So how do horns accidentally make it into a song?
The horn part wasn't the accidental part. The song itself was a song I had written and actually wrote it on my way to New York about a year earlier. And I'd written it with a pretty different music, pretty different melody, almost more of a country type of thing when I wrote it. And we were about to record a song in Memphis at the studio. The band was in there basically warming up, getting ready for a take, just kind of jamming on this kind of groove thing that happened. And I walked in and heard what they were doing and kind of gave everybody a signal to keep doing what they're doing. And I started rummaging through I have basically a manila envelope with a whole bunch of lyrics in it of like extra songs, you know, that weren't necessarily on the list. And I found that lyric and thought, I think this would fit. So I just started singing into the microphone to what they were doing. And that's the take on the record. And we did a little bit of editing and then listened back to it and kind of whittled it down to about 3.5 minutes and listened to it. And everybody was like, this is kind of cool. And then somebody, I think our bass player, Matt Patton, was like, this is these horns. And so the next afternoon, horn players came over and we put horns on it.
So. Let's take a listen. This is Sea Island Lonely from Drive-By Truckers. Now the driver in the front seat, he's been more than patient, waiting for me to catch a buzz, to drink another cold beer, put on a dry shirt, so we can Island Lonely by Drive-By Truckers. I'm talking to Patterson Hood, and that's from the new OK, which came out in October, kind of a surprise, not a big heads up from anyone. How did you plan for the new OK album? How did it come about? How did the plan for it change over the course of 2020?
Well, it came about really suddenly. We put out a record on January 30th called The Unraveling, and we had about 125 shows booked to play this year, all over the United States and in Europe. And it's going to be a really big tour year for us. It's our first new record in 3.5 years. We're really excited to go do this. And we played one very short leg of the tour, 3 weeks. And then all of this happened. So I've been basically here at home in my house in Portland, Oregon since March 13th. So Portland, Oregon has been, there were protests all over mm-hmm. the country, obviously after George Floyd's murder and all of that happened in the Black Lives Matter protests. But the protest in Portland became pretty newsworthy because it got it kind of culminated with basically them sending in federal troops and it got pretty crazy around here for the summer. And I wrote a couple of songs this summer about all of that happening, a song called Watching the Orange Clouds, and then a little bit later a song called The New OK that's kind of about all of that. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of came to this decision at the very end of July, like the last week in July. It's like we wanted to try to figure out a way to get those two songs recorded with all of us, on opposite ends of the country, because the rest of my mm-hmm. band lives in Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, and I live out here in Portland, Oregon. So so we were trying to figure out a way to, you know, we were going to like send tracks back and forth and basically, you know, collaborate that way. And with our producer in Athens, Georgia, David Barbie, kind of, you know, kind of leading the way and putting it all together for us. And kind of in the course of doing all of that, we decided to combine those songs with some songs we'd recorded in Memphis and a couple of other things that we've been working on that we finished in time, and to put this out.
And then you got an album. So you mentioned two songs. After the break, we're going to hear a special performance of Watching the Orange Clouds. But as we go to break, let's take a listen to the title track of Drive-By Trucker's new album. This is The New OK. More with Patterson Hood after a quick break. All of it. My guest is Patterson Hood from Drive-By Truckers. We're talking about their new album, The New OK. And Patterson, you were kind enough to send us an exclusive performance of Watching the Orange Clouds. As you mentioned, it's one of the two new songs on The New OK that you wrote and recorded this year. And you've said that you wrote this song the weekend after George Floyd's murder. What emotions were you going through when you were writing this song?
Just overwhelming sadness and anger, although probably sadness is the dominant one on that song, whereas The New OK is probably a little more angry. But you know, it's like I keep thinking we as a people should be beyond this. We should have risen above this long ago. And it's just sad to me. I mean, I grew up in Alabama, and you know, in the Wallace era. I'm old enough that, you know, Wallace was basically the governor of Alabama for the majority of my first two decades alive. And you know, that was a long time ago. I mean, you would think we would be further along, so much further along. And you know, so it's just sad to me. It's really sad to me watching, you know, seeing that footage of that happen in Minneapolis, and knowing how often that's been happening all along, you know, before the era when everybody had cameras in their pockets, and when all of a sudden it was in everybody's face, kind of like it is now. It just makes me very sad.
Let's take a listen to this performance of Watching the Orange Clouds from Patterson Hood.
One, two, three, four. It's all going down, and I'm just standing on the balcony outside of town, watching the orange clouds. Kids are in their bedroom asleep, and I don't want to wake them for some dreams that I hope are sweet. Days have shaken them, walking in our daydreams. asleep. Just didn't realize this bottom is so damn deep. Hoping one day we'll rise and move into some better place. We can look back on nightmares of this endless spring, watching the orange clouds, watching the orange clouds.
Exclusive performance of Watching the Orange Clouds from Patterson Hood of Drive-By Truckers. That song's on the new album, The New OK. Patterson, as a band that kind of sits between country and rock worlds, and you've been writing pretty explicitly about political things and making your thoughts known. One of the songs is called Thoughts and Prayers. What impact has that had on your fan base? What have you heard from them? Because some artists, the fans don't necessarily react well, especially in country music, when you get political.
Yeah, it's it's been a mixed bag. I mean, I've always considered our band to be a political band and our music to have at least a pretty heavy political aspect to it. But I don't think it's ever been quite as front and center as it's been with these last three records. And when we put out the American Band album in 2016, which came out a few months before the election of 2016, there was a pretty big backlash, particularly on social media. I mean, if you believed everything you read in Facebook, you'd basically think that we ran off half of our fan base in one fell swoop. But it hasn't really felt that way, our records, have sold steadily as about as well, or maybe even slightly better than before concerts. We still basically sell the same basic number of tickets for shows. So it seems like the people who were really mad about it have been the loud ones, but it hasn't. I'm not sure the numbers are really backed it up. And maybe there've been some other people who've, come on board during that time too, that maybe like that type of thing. So I don't know. It's weird, because I'm not really setting out to polarize anybody. I don't really even think what we're saying should even be that polarizing. I mean, it seems like not kneeling on someone's neck, it's just a matter of common human decency. It doesn't seem like that should be a political statement.
The new album is called The New OK. The other new album is called The Unraveling by Drive-By Truckers. Patterson Hood, thank you so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for talking to me.
Let's go out on one more track from The New OK. This is Tough to Let Go.
You know the deal, can't change how you feel, but you try anyway. Look for the means to conquer your dreams, but your insides are quick to betray.
No right from wrong, but damn to become just another bum pacing the floor. Carry the weight of your expectations, but no, they won't fit through the door. It's tough to let go when you're faced, but you can't deliver.
That was Drive-By Trucker.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.